Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Colette Warren. She's a drum and bass singer-songwriter. She's also the driving force behind the podcast, The Mic Diaries. Each episode, she chats to a vocalist or MC from the genre, discussing their music story, creative process, highs and lows of success, and mic-related topics. So, Colette, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No, thank you for having me. It's good to be the interviewee for a change.
Yeah, well, as soon as I saw, you've had about five episodes so far, and I keep seeing them popping up on the Hospital Records Women in Drum and Bass Facebook page. So I was like, right, let's get in contact with this woman and just find out more about, you know, what you're up to. So please, tell us a bit about yourself. Probably from the beginning would be great, how you got into drum and bass and singing, songwriting. So yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, great. So I got into drum and bass when I was about 13, just through hanging out with older kids at school. And well, it's actually quite naughty, wagging school and going around friends' houses, and they had like Cool FM on.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, what, you know, and there was just something about the music that I was, it just did something to me. I was like, oh, what is this? I was only young, but I was just trying to like figure what it was all about. And then I just discovered, yeah, drum and bass, I love this. And then when I was about 15 and I was old enough to go out, I went to a drum and bass night at 15, but it was back in the day when they didn't ask to see your ID so you could get away with it. And I went to see Groove Rider.
Amazing.
And then that was it. It literally, that I was like, yeah, this is where I belong. This is me. It's like, I don't know, I speak to a lot of people about it. And drum and bass, you know, it's almost like, it makes you feel like you belong somewhere. So it's like, you know, I feel like everyone that loves drum and bass and is part of it, it's almost like misfits almost, you know, like it's almost like when you find drum and bass and you find this community, you feel like you found a family almost.
Yeah.
So that was it. I just was happy and was like, this is what I want. This is what I love. So I just literally went raving every weekend for years and years, and singing something that I'd always done as well, but I just didn't have any confidence at all. And so I just kind of thought, oh, well, I'm never going to do anything with this because, you know, I'm not good enough, or there's no way I could sing in front of anyone. But it was something I always wanted to do. And then Tali blew up on the scene, and she came up with Lyric on My Lip and all this. And I was just like, oh, wow, I want to be her. I want to be like her. Like, she's amazing. Like, she's doing it for the girls. Like, she was one of the only female MCs out there, and I think she was the first ever like female MC vocalist to do an album with Full Cycle, which actually just been re-released, Lyric on My Lip album.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
yes, so big up Tali. Anyway, so yeah, kind of ended up becoming friends with Tali in the end, and she heard me singing. We went to the Miami Winter Music Conference together. And we're staying in a hotel together, and I was just like getting ready as you do, singing. And she's like, oh, I didn't realize you could sing. And I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, get all embarrassed. And she's like, no, sing again. And it was, oh, God. Anyway, I did it. And she was just like, yeah, you can sing. And she was putting together a jazz band at the time. And she was like, look, how about you be, you know, one of my backing singers in this jazz band I'm putting together? And I was like, oh, God, I don't know. She's like, look, just do it. You know, and she said, I'll help you, I'll mentor you, I'll coach you, basically. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do it. So I went for it, and we went on tour together. with this band. And yeah, basically just managed to get my confidence up like that. So I thought, oh, I can do this. But then there was the kind of like writing side of it. So I did like a songwriting course and like different kind of singing lessons and singing schools and stuff like that. And so when I got to about 20, I was like, yeah, I can do this now. I'm ready to kind of, you know, be at the front and, you know, do it on my own. So then I just started kind of like talking to different producers and drum and bass and started working together. And I had my first track I worked with FD. And we wrote a song together called Want You. And then it went on the Lensman and Rhea put it on their Metalheads podcast. And it was the first time I'd ever like heard, you know, my voice on a platform. And I was just like, yeah, this is it. I can do this. This is what I want to do. And yeah, the rest is history. And then I just started working with loads of different producers and, you know, doing some gigs on my own. And yeah, 10 years later, here we are.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I read that you've performed at Sun and Bass and worldwide, New Zealand. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, I was in 2012. So I've been going to Sun and Bass since 2007, you know, as a raver.
Yeah.
And then I was speaking with one of the promoters there, Gio, and I was just telling about, you know, what I'm doing. I've got some music coming out and this, that and the other. And she was just like, oh, do you want to come and perform at Sun and Bass? I was like, oh my god, like it was such a dream come true, like to do that, because I watched like, you know, Jenna G for years performing there in the middle of this pool, Bell Harbour, and I was like, yeah, that'd be amazing. But yeah, I was absolutely like so nervous, but I did it, and I feel like it really, you know, put me on a platform and you know, showed people like, you know, here I am, this is what I'm doing. So yeah, it was a real dream come true, that was.
Wow.
And I've been lucky enough to perform at Sun and Bass every year since then, so yeah.
Oh my god, that must have been so nerve-wracking the very first time, and then,
oh my god,
obviously each and every time you do it afterwards, you're kind of like, yeah, I know the setup, I've kind of got this now. But I can imagine you were pretty nervous to start with.
Yeah, definitely. I was so nervous, and to be honest, I'm still getting nervous now, you know, performing there or most places. And I feel like it's a good thing to be nervous, because I feel like if I stop being nervous, then maybe I just shouldn't even be doing it anymore. I feel like nerves brings adrenaline and excitement and often makes me perform better.
Yeah. And I think it keeps you humble as well, doesn't it? Because, you know, you're not the be all and end all. It's, you know, you're just the same as everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Definitely. And it's like, even Beyonce still gets nervous.
Well, I assume she probably does, yeah.
Well, I've heard her in an interview and she said she gets nervous before every single performance. So I'm like, well, if Beyonce still gets nervous, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, so exactly.
Cool. So what? So tell me more about the podcast then. So how did the podcast come about?
Yeah, so it's something I've thought about for a couple of years, doing a podcast.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's quite big now, isn't it, podcasts? And then this year, obviously, lockdown, you know, no gigs, no tours, nothing. I just kind of thought, you know what, I've actually got the time on my hands now to do this podcast. So I was like, right, I'm going to do it. And originally, I was going to do, you know, a similar thing to what you're doing and just do females only, like, you know, anyone in the scene.
Yeah.
But then I kind of thought, what do I know the most about, you know, being on the mic, writing songs, you know, performing, stuff like that. So I thought, well, I may as well speak to people on the mic. And another reason I chose, you know, speaking to vocalists and MCs is I feel like a lot of the time it's the DJs that get the spotlight, and, you know, they're the ones that get kind of the podcasts and the interviews and this, that and the other. So I thought, I wanted to give people on the mic the spotlight. So that's why I called it The Mic Diaries. And again, I was just going to do women originally, but then I kind of thought, you know, 50% of my inspirations in this scene is men as well. You know, a lot of the MCs and the vocalists are men too that I love. And I just thought, well, you know, I'm just going to, rather than just sticking with women, I'm just going to do men and women. And then it's kind of equality kind of thing as well. So, yeah.
That's a great idea, actually. I think you hit the nail on the head there with the whole podcast or interviews. It's always generally about the DJ, isn't it? It's never really about the singer, the songwriter, the MC. And it's very rare to hear anything about that. So I think it's a really great concept, the podcast that you're doing. And I don't think it really matters if it's guys or girls or whoever. It's about the whole kind of vibe, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to like push this equality thing, aren't we, at the moment? And I feel like, you know, the females really are pushing through now. But then I kind of thought, well, I don't want to not be inclusive. And, you know, I'm talking to people on the mic, so I'm going to include both men and women, you know, and I'm going to make sure that's 50-50. Like at the moment, I'm doing kind of boy, girl.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, just so it's completely equal, you know, because you know what people like? Some people are like, oh, what, you're only interviewing women, you know, what about the men, blah, blah, blah. So I just thought this way, it's completely equal.
Yes, I don't think I've actually stumbled across any podcasts that are doing MCs or vocalists or singer-songwriters, but then maybe that's because it's not really my focus. But I think you're pretty unique.
I think I am, and I think that was another reason I thought, I looked out, you know, the kind of music podcast that's out there, especially like within our, you know, world, our genre, and I thought there's no one doing anyone, you know, any podcast like that specified to the MCs and the vocalists, and as that's what I am and I know about, I just thought it's perfect, really. It gives it just some uniqueness as well.
Yeah, so who have you interviewed so far? Give us a rundown.
Yeah, so I started with Atalu for obvious reasons. As I just explained, you know, she was my mentor, blah blah blah. Yeah. And then I did Stamina.
Yeah.
And then Rhea, then Vision Obi, and then Charlie Bricks. And then tomorrow, which obviously by the time this comes out, it won't be tomorrow, but I'm recording Degs. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh, lovely. I met him, actually, I think it was the hospital barbecue. Wouldn't have been last year, it would have been the year before, I suppose, in the summer. I just managed to catch a little bit of his set when we arrived. And then I saw him in the crowd and I was like, I just went up to him. I love meeting people and just, you know, just saying, oh, you know, I saw you, I thought you were wicked. And that's pretty much what I did. And he was so lovely. He was like, oh my God, did you? Wow, that's really nice. Thanks for coming up. And I was like, honestly, I think you're brilliant. I've been listening to some podcasts you've been doing. I think he took over like the hospital podcast. And, it was really funny. So that's my little funny Deg story for you there.
I'll have to mention it tomorrow.
We'll be
probably yeah, he's a lovely random guy. Girl. Yeah, I'm sure he'll probably remember. Good babs on me.
It's so funny. But yeah, it was really nice. And it's people are so humble, aren't they? And friendly, and they're just like real people. I think it's important to make connections with the DJ or the MC or the singer or whoever you can.
Definitely.
Yeah. Let them know they're appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, there's loads of DJs I'd love to interview as well. So I was thinking, well, I've got actually a massive list at the moment of vocalists and MCs that I want to interview. But, you know, if it goes well and a year down the line, I want to carry on, I could do the Dex Diaries.
Oh, my God. Couldn't you?
Literally interview every single person in drum and bass.
Yeah, but the thing is though, why not? And I people love to listen to a podcast, and I was actually listening to a podcast about doing a podcast, funnily enough, researching and just on Spotify, and they said that, you know, once you've started a podcast like you have and like I have now, is that people will chat to you, and it's a great door opener for other projects that you're doing. So, you know, it's people always want to have a little chit chat, don't they? So whereas before they might not have spoken to you for another particular project reason, people love a podcast.
Yeah. I think as well, like because of this year, it's just like, you know, for you as well, at like the perfect time for us to start this, because people have got more time on their hands, and because there's no gigs, well, apart from a few, like, you know, social distance ones around, you know, there's not much content going out for artists. So it's just another way for us to kind of promote them, and, you know, then for to get their, tell us what they're doing and projects coming up. So yeah, it's just a nice way to give them some, you know, content.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, God knows when the old when the whole music scene will be back to how it was.
Sometimes, is it ever actually going to go back to normal or what? I'm reckoning summer next year.
Oh God, I hope so. I mean, I'm based in the French Alps, so normally our ski season will have started like kind of now, and that's been postponed till the middle of January. So there's no like après ski gigs, there's no mini festivals or anything. So hopefully, middle of January we'll be back up and I'll be back behind the decks. But other than that, I mean, who knows if there'll be another lockdown after then. And then, I mean,
God, I know. And obviously, I don't know what they're doing in France, but I don't know if you've heard, but here, they'd, I mean, for 5 days, they're letting everyone basically just do what they want.
Well done,
and I just feel like, in one sense, because, you know, people want to see their families and they want to be able to, like, relax at Christmas. But at the same time, afterwards, it's just going to be a shit show again. It's going to be, you know, the third wave even, and lockdown three. And it's, oh, God.
No, I mean, who thought we'd be here now still doing lockdown and, like, adhering to all these rules and regulations? And
no way. I mean, when it first started in March, I was like, oh, yeah, by, you know, late summer, we're back to normal. And then got to the summer, I was like, maybe not. All right, by the autumn, we'll be back in the clubs. And then now we're like December, and it's like,
Yeah, I mean, they closed the ski season early, which I was a bit shocked about. And I was like, okay, we had a fairly okay-ish summer here. There was lots of tourists coming for mountain biking. I played out a bit. It was still restricted, but not that bad. And then we're bang into another lockdown, and now they've postponed winter, which is just gut-wrenching. But I think Christmas is going to be okay. We're still allowed kind of to do what we're doing now, but there's just no tourists here. We shall see. Who knows? But what
I bet Christmas will be lush there, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've already had snow. It's quite, it's pretty cold, though, to be fair. But it's very much like Narnia at the moment, which is cool. But have you got anything in the pipeline for next summer? If the world returns back to normal, will you be back?
I have been booked for a few festivals next year in the summer, which is at the time like, oh yes, but then the other part of me is like, God, what if like it doesn't happen again? And mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to get too excited about it, but you know, it's nice to have them in the pipeline and something to kind of look forward to. So yeah, I'm really praying that, you know, they get this vaccine out and everything's gonna be okay.
So what
in
are
the meantime,
sorry, I was going to say, what are the festivals? Are you able to share with us which ones they are? So people can
keep for you? I've probably got to keep a couple to myself, but I reckon I'll be allowed to say, I'm playing at NAS Festival.
I love NAS.
Yeah.
I've played that.
And I've got a band as well, Collect the Dots. It's like a live drum and bass band. And we're playing a couple of festivals as well, Balter Festival and Nostock Festival. And,
okay.
Yeah. And I've been booked for a couple of gigs abroad as well.
Okay.
You know, I've got booked for a gig in Slovenia in February, actually. But I'm just like, God, that's quite close. Is it even going to happen? But who knows? I'm kind of trying to be optimistic about it.
Oh my God, yeah. Fingers and toes crossed for you, to be fair. And well, fingers and toes crossed for the world, I think.
For everyone, I know. Oh, especially the music industry, man, because I feel like the music industry has suffered the most, you know. Well, one of the, you know, the hospitality industry, I suppose, we've suffered the most.
Yeah, music industry, especially in the UK, it was a bit of a shit show for you lot, really, wasn't it? Has things improved slightly? Has there been any more funding or?
There's basically, if you're self-employed, this is the third grant's about to go out now, but that's only if you've been, you know, doing your books properly and your taxes and, you know, every gig you get, you've been, you know, putting it through properly.
Yeah. Like a business.
You know, some of us out there haven't done that, so we can't get the self-employed thing. But there are some grants going around on like the Arts Council, which I'm going to apply for. But I mean, I'm just on Universal Credit, to be honest, at the moment. And it's paying the rent, and that's about it. But we do, I don't know if you've seen, but every Friday, me and Ben Soundscape, we do a live stream, Intrigue live stream.
Okay.
Every Friday. Yeah.
Tell us more.
And we take donations. And surprisingly, people have been very generous. And sometimes we'll do it for charity, but, you know, sometimes we'll just do it for ourselves because that's our only income.
A friend of mine out here, he does. Well, I know a couple of people that put their like PayPal out there. And I think it's a good idea because if people, you know, if people are not in such a financial or not in financial difficulty and they appreciate what you're doing, then it gives them the opportunity to pay back, doesn't it? And I think that's okay. It doesn't always have to be for charity.
No, definitely not. I mean, like, you know, with us, we kind of did it the first time just to see what would happen, because like we just thought, well, let's just see, we'll probably get, you know, 20 quid or something. But yeah, it was surprisingly, people were really generous, and they're like, look, you know, you are providing us entertainment every Friday, we'd usually be going to a club, we're not spending the money there, but we feel like we're at a rave with you guys, so we'll give it to you. So it's been really like humbling, actually, like, and we're doing our 36th week on Friday, and just to think that every week people have donated to us is, it's really amazing. It just shows me how much the drum and bass community is one big family, you know.
Yeah, and it must be pretty cool to actually connect with people on that level. You know, you've actually got some interaction with the normal people, I suppose, because, you know, generally if you were at a club or you were performing, you would be either on stage or behind the DJ booth, or, yeah, you know, this is a bit more personal, 100%. Isn't it?
Definitely. And the fact that, like, you know, you're reading the chat room and you're shouting their names out and you're kind of interacting with what they're saying in the conversation, and they love it because they feel like part of it. You know, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. When you're in the club, you perform on stage and then, you know, you kind of go backstage or leave or whatever. Or sometimes you kind of get to, you know, speak to people. But yeah, this way it's literally connecting. And some of the people that, well, actually most people that watch the live streams are on their own. You know, they're on their own at home or whatever, and it just makes them feel like they're not alone. And, you know, the chat room is almost like they all know each other now, and that every Friday at 9 o'clock they come out like, oh, hi, blah, blah, hi, blah, blah, how you doing? You know, so it's nice. So it's not just about us, it's about the people in the chat room as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And the drum and bass community is like a huge, huge family. It really is. Yeah. I love drum and bass. I'm also a drum and bass head, I suppose you could call it. I just, oh. Yeah. I can't really explain drum and bass. It's almost like you get so excited about it that it's like in your veins, like giving you adrenaline, yeah, and just making you
feel
like a crazy ass like community of people that love drum and bass.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said earlier, like when I first heard drum and bass, it just did something to me in my brain.
Yeah.
I was just like, this, it just connected in a way that no other music before had done so. And that's why I was like, I need to know what this is. And then when I went out, like I said, when I went to my first rave, that was it, you know, and I felt like so part of it, you know, you just feel like you're part of something.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So people can catch you every Friday. What time is your stream? Yes.
9 o'clock, and it's on the Intrigue Facebook page. But yeah, I mean, we're hoping it's not going to be forever. It's just until things get back to normal, we're hoping.
Okay, cool. Well, if you pop me a link, I'll put it in the show notes, because we'll be popping this out at some point. About sharing is caring.
Yeah.
But exactly. you also said you're part of a band.
Yeah. So I put this band together about 3 years ago when I first moved to Bristol, because when I said earlier about when I was in Tali's band, like, it was just such an amazing experience performing with a live band, like, you just can't beat it. And I always thought, one day I'm gonna have my own band. And I lived in London for 10 years, and even though there's like loads of musicians there, it just seemed really difficult to put together.
Okay.
And as soon as I moved to Bristol, it all just happened naturally. So yeah, I've got like 5 people in my band. So I've got a guy on the guitar, a drummer, synths, bass, and I've got a backing singer as well. And yeah, it's just so much fun. It's called Collect the Dots, and we basically just do all of my drum and bass songs live, and then we write some songs together as well. So yeah, it's amazing. I've really, really missed that this year.
Oh, well, hopefully you'll be able to get back out there next year. And I love the name Collect the Dots. That's brilliant. Genius. Well done.
Oh, God. Well, I find it really difficult to come up with names, hence my artist name is just my own name.
Yeah,
but we thought, right, we've got to come up with something for this band. And basically, I'm obsessed with polka dots.
Okay.
So I think it was my boyfriend actually that came up with the idea. And it's like, and we kind of thought, like, connect the dots is like us all connecting together. So then if we play on words with my name, collect the dots.
That's amazing. It's brilliant.
Thanks. Excellent. Glad someone thinks.
I love a good name. I mean, it's so difficult to pick a name, isn't it? And when it's kind of quirky and funny, I think people remember it, don't they?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, it stands out. Whether it's good or bad, at least it stands out.
Yeah. I was, what was I reading the other day? I think it was something on, oh, I can't remember, it's through the Ghetto Funk lot. And they, there's a DJ called Funk Sinatra. That made me tickle as well.
That is sick.
Oh, yeah. And I think they've got something to do with Margaret Thatcher. Oh, Margaret Scratcher. I was like,
hey, yeah. That's a good one.
Gotta love a good name. But yeah, collect the dots.
Gotta love a name pun.
Yeah, that's it. So if people wanted to check you out on Facebook, Instagram, what's the crack? How do people find you?
Yeah, so Instagram is Colette J. Warren.
Okay.
And my Facebook page is, just Colette Warren, Colette Warren Music, Colette Warren. Yeah, so I try and update as much as possible. I mean, I'll probably use my Instagram the most, if any. I often forget about my Facebook page, but Instagram is probably where I put the most content.
Okay, and for the podcast, it's on Spotify, the mic.
Yes, it's also on Anchor FM as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically Anchor FM is like where I upload it to, and then they like kind of, you know, put it on Spotify and stuff like that. So if you haven't got Spotify out there, then it is on Anchor FM. You just type Colette Warren in or the Mic Diaries in the search bar or something. But yeah, the main platform is Spotify.
Okay, and if you haven't had any advice for any up and coming female singer songwriters or the younger you, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd just say, like, you know, network, like, get yourself out. I mean, obviously, it's difficult at the moment, isn't it? Because we can't actually really get out there. But, you know, when things do go back to normal, like, get out as much as you can and try and meet, you know, producers or other singers and MCs and just get to know them and be patient as well. Like, you know, things don't happen overnight. It takes years, really, to kind of build your name up. And yeah, basically just when you do actually get your name out there, try and find a way to, because it's difficult for vocalists to get gigs, to be honest, unless you've got an affiliation with a DJ or a label. So try and get an affiliation, like try and work with a particular DJ or a particular producer quite a lot. So then you have lots of tunes together, which means then you can get booked with the DJ when he or she gets the gigs. So that's a good way, or get affiliated with a record label, you know, try and release as many tunes on one label as you can, and then because you know lots of events now is basically label run nights, so then you can get booked to perform on, you know, label run nights. So yeah, and just don't give up, man. Like, there's so many times in, you know, over the past 10 years where I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore, I'm giving up. But then, you know, I have to like talk to myself. I'm like, no, don't give up. Just keep going. You know, it is a hard game. It really is. Like, so many rejections and this, that, and the other. But you've just got to really, really be strong and just believe. I think the main thing is just believe in yourself. You know, and I know that's a cliche, but it really is. Just know your worth. And as long as you enjoy what you're doing, then that's the main thing.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, really, with believing yourself, because, you know, there are ups, there's downs, there's rounds, there's like loads of crazy stuff that happens, and it is a little tricky, the industry, but if you've got your own focus set, then I think you can achieve anything.
Definitely. It's like you said, there is, you know, lots of downs, but there's loads of ups too, so you've just got to, you know, you know, and it all balances each other out, really. So yeah. Excellent. And there's loads of female vocalists coming through now. When I first started, there was hardly any. There was like Rhea, Jenna G, Tali, Dearsen, you know, Diane Charmaine. But now there's absolutely loads, which is great. So it just means that women and DJs, there's so many female DJs and producers now. So it just means that really things are on the up for women in drum and bass, which is great.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous, actually. And there's so many like female orientated groups on Facebook. The Hospital Records Women in Drum and Bass is brilliant. I mean, there's so much interaction between people there. There's a lot of love in that group. So if anybody doesn't really know about it, check it out.
And EQ50 as well.
EQ50, another great one. And they've started to put a bit more into that group, haven't they? A bit more kind of structure, which I think is quite good.
Definitely. There's also a new website called Dynamics, which was put together by Anada, and it's basically a website for all women in drum and bass and dubstep, and like, you know, whether you're a DJ, a vocalist, a producer, like whatever, and it's this website, and pretty much everyone's on there. So if there's any like, promoter out there that's like, oh yeah, I'd like to book some women, but you know, I'm just like, I'm not sure like who's who, and then all they've got to do is check out this website, and everyone's on there. So check out that as well, Dynamics.
Oh, cool. I'll pop that in the show notes. I didn't know about that. That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, definitely. It's literally just been launched in the last month, actually. So it's very new. So, but that's amazing. Man, it's a great idea.
Oh, perfect. Well, Colette, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been absolutely lovely chatting to you and hearing your advice for up-and-coming women and just hearing your story. It's really inspiring. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much. And good luck with your podcast as well.
Yeah, go team podcast.
Yeah, they got the podcast crew.
Podcast crew. Excellent. So we'll be popping your podcast, will go out, I think probably the first week in January. All of the Hustle podcasts go out on a Thursday, and it's a weekly podcast for industry women, just sharing their knowledge and advice.
Great.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.